In the RIBA bookshop at the relaunch of Community Architecture, a book by Charles Nevitt and Nick Waits. And it's a great opportunity to catch up with some other people of the class of 1987 onwards. And I'm with Rod Cowan, who was very active in those days, and Professor Michael Hibbert, who is tracking back over the GLC and the history since then. And Rob, you gave us a little kind of year-by-year account in your little speech there of what happened over the years.
I suppose I was just trying to say that we come up with different concepts like neighbourhood planning or community architecture or a whole range of things that we use to try and talk about the complexity that is these sort of things that we're dealing with. And there can be a useful way for politicians to package ideas and to manage the debate. But basically some of the basic questions remain the same. And in terms of community architecture, you know, questions about the relationship between the people who are the clients and the people who have the money and the political power and the people who are on the receiving end of whatever gets built and the professionals who design it. And those are complex relationships and important. And the people who've been in the room tonight are the sort of people who've been trying to get to grips with these things over the years, and the basic issues don't change.
So have the community architecture advocates and local citizens and so forth made more of an impact, or have the institutions and the professions really kind of held the day?
It comes and goes. You know, if you look at the institutions, well, you know, probably the architects are doing pretty poorly in the struggle for professional prestige and professional roles. The communities are, you know, probably at a fairly low ebb in what are they able to achieve. There's some work that they're able to do in neighbourhood planning, courtesy of the government. But generally, if you look today for community planning, community architecture, real community action, there's not much of it around. But it comes and goes, and it will return, and the issues are as live as ever.
And Michael, if I can pick up with you.
Hello.
We were talking about the work you're doing on looking 50 years back, I think, at the GLC in London.
Yes, the creation of the GLC and the abolition of the GLC. And what we were just remembering with Robert, who you've just been speaking to, is the funny body which we created after GLC abolition called Vision for London, of which Robert was the chairman, Nicholas Falk, the consultant urbanist, was the secretary, and I was the treasurer. And in the years when you simply had 33 boroughs and no overarching London authority, we tried to keep discussion going about London. And all you can say is that the vision became actuality, because here we are back again with a London which has its own mayor, and where politics is live, and a lot of the things which we then talked about are now actualities.
So are you feeling that London is fairly buoyant, whether that's because of Boris or just the way that it is operating as a capital city now?
I think it's buoyant, partly because we got the metropolitan model right 50 years ago in the 1963 London Government Act. Yes, and the concept of a single metropolitan authority for the area, continuously built up area inside the Greenbelt, was a good idea in 63, and it's a good idea in 2013.
So if we'd stayed with the LCC with boundaries more tightly drawn, that would have been much more difficult.
Of course, it would have been possible, yes. And the LCC and its protagonists argued bitterly, clause by clause and word by word, they opposed the creation of a GLC. But with the retrospective history, you have to say that the Conservative government of the day got it right. They thought they controlled the GLC. They got it wrong, because in fact the first elections produced a Labour majority.
So are we okay now? Do we need any movement on from the mayor, or is that all right?
We don't need any territorial change. We don't need any change of structure. Talking about policy is different, but the structures are great, thanks to our predecessors 50 years before.
Brilliant, brilliant. Thanks. Can I just grab a...